Meteorologist Ed Kieser uses the word blustery in the forecast for this weekend. Today will be kind of wet and a high 56, and then it turns cooler, and the wetness continues. In fact, some snow is expected. Ed'll be along with details on all of that in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett plans to appeal in an Indiana appellate court ruling that says he was ineligible to run for the office. And the Republican Bennett says he's still the mayor, even though the ruling throws out last year's mayoral election and declares the mayor's office in Terre Haute vacant. The loser in last year's election, former mayor Kevin Burke, says it's not his place to try to get Bennett to honor the court ruling.
He's claiming that it's all up to his appeal now. And, you know, what I've seen is his press conference, and he's basically stating that he's going to stay there until his appeal is heard. It's not my place. I mean, I'm not going to spend time, effort, and money trying to get him to vacate the spot. I mean, that's up to him.
Yesterday's 2-1 appellate court ruling came on the suit Burke filed after his narrow election defeat. He says Bennett was ineligible to run because of his management job at Hamilton Center, which took federal funding to run a Head Start program. Bennett says he knew nothing about his candidacy possibly violating the law at the time, and if he had, he would have resigned from Hamilton Center. While the ruling disqualifies Bennett's candidacy, it says Burke doesn't get the office automatically because voters at the time weren't aware that Bennett wasn't eligible. The ruling could lead to a special election. Both candidates say they would run. The owners of a historic building heavily damaged by last week's fire at the Metropolitan Building in Champaign next door say any decision on tearing down or saving the building will include cost as a factor. But one of the three attorneys who own the Neal Street building says they also understand the structure's historic significance, and they hope the city can provide some assistance. Renee Monfort believes the firm's insurance will help cover whatever decision the owners make.
That's going to be dependent upon the age of the building. I mean, it's going to be inherent in the cost of the repairs, but at this point in time, we believe that we've got adequate coverage to go with the options that we have at this point.
The expense will be significant. Monfort says the roof will have to be rebuilt one way or another because of extensive damage to the joists. Engineers also say the wall the building shared with the Metropolitan Building is unsafe and will need to be stabilized. Monfort says the owners could either tear down the building, restore it, or take off the top floor and leave a two-story building. Barack Obama's brief career in the U.S. Senate now has an expiration date. In a statement, the president-elect says he's resigning from the Senate effective Sunday. Sam Hudzik has more.
The resignation was expected, of course. It's the timing that was unclear. Obama's served less than 4 years in the Senate, spending most of the final 2 years running for president, leading to hundreds of missed Senate votes. In a statement, Obama said it's been, quote, one of the highest honors and privileges of my life to have served the people of Illinois. Governor Rod Blagojevich has said he plans to pick a replacement for Obama by the end of the year. The governor's office had no immediate comment about whether that timeline has been changed by Obama's announcement. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Illinois vehicle registration fees could be going up. The annual $78 base fee would rise a dollar, with the additional money going to help the state police purchase new cars. Lawmakers have approved the idea and sent it onto the governor's desk. Supporters like Elmhurst Republican John Milner say there's an urgent need.
We have police officers driving equipment that is shoddy, it's unsafe, some of them well over 200,000 miles. This is nuts.
Milner says he's been assured that the proceeds would be used for state police vehicles, even though some money earmarked for that agency has been siphoned off for some other state government needs in recent years. The last time the fees increased was under former Governor George Ryan to help pay for a public infrastructure program. The Illinois Gaming Board is expected to pick three finalists for the state's 10th casino license later today. Tasha Flournoy has that story.
The board's announcement will come just a month after seven cities turned in bids for the long-dormant license. The third highest bid was from West Suburban Stickney. Mayor Donald Tabor says he's confident a casino would greatly improve the quality of life in his village.
It would be beneficial to the community because we could do a lot with the infrastructure, with the money that would be generated, and you would have over 2,000 jobs probably by the first of 2009.
Tabor says if Stickney gets the license, the casino would be built near the Hawthorne Racecourse. A gaming board spokesperson says once the three finalists are picked, each will formally present their bids at a public hearing. He says the board wants to name a winner by the end of the year. I'm Tasha Flournoy.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather here on WILL's Morning Edition. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
55th anniversary of WCIA-TV, the 86th anniversary of the BBC today. So some anniversaries to celebrate as we go into a wet and rainy weekend with a really important football game tomorrow for the Illini.
Yeah, it's an important football game for both teams, really.
Because, well, it really is. You're right.
Because Ohio State's still battling for a Big Ten title.
Yeah.
With only one loss in the conference, so they're really tied in that with Michigan State and Penn State in that regard. And, of course, Illinois is fighting for bowl eligibility.
Yeah.